What's up, you guys? I'm Caleb, and as usual, this is the Caleb Quimby Show. I talk about motivation, personal development, improving your mind, business, and just overall well-being. In today's episode, I'm going to be discussing why I believe everyone should meditate. Let's roll the intro. Just on a single app. That's not including meditation sessions that I use from YouTube and or from this other app that I also have, which is a 6-phase guided step to meditation, which that's the very first one that I ever got into. And that's the one that completely changed my whole perspective on the world, because after I did that first meditation, as soon as I went out into the world, I was kind of like, everything was more vibrant. It was more colorful. It was greener. Like, imagine going out into the world and seeing the brightest colors, the greenest greens, the yellowest yellows, the bluest blues, and just feeling the heat and the texture on your skin. Just imagine that. Imagine how that would feel. Imagine that sensation that would be going through your body to be able to accomplish and just realize that everything is connected as one. Everything is part of this bigger being of itself. And you hear the birds sound too. It's just like, imagine hearing these birds chirping around the trees, yet they sound like they're right next to you, or they're actually chirping on your shoulder right into your ear. Like, try and imagine that for a second. If you must, close your eyes and just think internally of, this is what it would sound like if I didn't identify as right here, but everything instead was coming towards me. Everything, there is no distance. There is no distance from this point to that point. Everything is just connected in this one massive world of everything that we are a part of right now. And when I got done with this meditation, when I started to walk around campus after I did this first meditation, I was like, okay, yeah, it's cool. Like, I enjoyed that. I imagined, like, I could just feel, I sensed just everything was just better than it had ever been. I was happier. I was more grateful. I was more willing to talk with more people. I got out of my comfort zone. Like, I was walking with more confidence. Like, it just felt like a whole new person after that first time that I meditated. And all I did was I just forgave the person that had harmed me or that I thought had caused me some stress or anxiety, even though it was just a reflection in a mirror. Because that's all meditation has taught me recently, is it's kind of like when you walk up to the bathroom mirror, it just appears right in front of the mirror. There is no, okay, I'm gonna try and swoop out of the way, and I'm gonna try and not be seen in the reflection. Like, ooh, like that's it. Stuff like that, it doesn't work. So when you start to get anxious, or you start to have feelings of worry towards someone else or something, it's usually because you're reflecting your own self or your own values from that person, or you're seeing your own self in that person as well. So that's something that I've kind of learned from meditation. And it's kind of like, if you look at it in terms of the reason that we usually don't like people or we don't feel well towards other people, is because that's usually one thing that we as ourselves, we haven't dealt with. That's something that we probably don't like about ourselves. So if you're able to find that peace, you're able to find that peace of mind and actually start to move closer to it and start to ask, like, huh, why am I not getting along so well with this person? How could I get along better with this person? Why do I feel like why do I not want to be around this person, kind of thing? Why do I not want to talk with this person? And then it's like, okay, well, it's probably got to be something that's with myself. It's got to be something that I see in him that I don't like in myself. So it's like, okay, what is that thing? And then you figure out that thing. You figure out what that one thing is. And then it's kind of like, okay, well, now that I know what the one thing is, I can start to either accept that part of myself, or I can start to work on either diminishing it or improving it. Because that's all it is we're not the same person that we were 5 minutes ago. We're not the same person that we were 2 years ago. And that's something that meditation has taught me, is it's always a continuous flow of motion. It's a continuous flow of always going forward, of always being in the present moment, of always having this happening to us right now. There is no yesterday. There is no tomorrow. There is only right now. And it's kind of a fascinating thing to think about, because if you think about it in those terms, it's like, okay, well, everything that I do, technically, I guess I could have already done it, or I am doing it right now. And nobody really has the answers to what they're seeking until they start to take action towards their goals and their ambitions. And through this whole process of me meditating, or through the process of me doing meditation for first thing 10 minutes in the morning after I journal, after I read too, then I meditate for 10 minutes. starting out my mornings like that, like, I don't know about you guys, but I've been trying to ask more people if, like, hey, are you guys, like, when you're just sitting around and you're not on your phone, you're not watching TV, you're just, like, you're just sitting around, like, is your mind constantly, are you constantly thinking? Are you constantly talking to yourself? Is there constant chatter going on in your head? And everyone that I've been talking to recently says yes. And I'm like, what, like, could you explain? They're like, yeah, I have thoughts where it's just like, oh, I could be doing this, or I could be doing that, or I should have done this, or I should have done that. And I'm like, over here, well, okay, so I don't have that. Like, I don't have the, I'm just always going to be thinking, I'm always going to be in a continuous motion of, this is the thought, this is the like, oh, I should have done this differently, or I should have done that differently. And I kind of feel like if you want to exfoliate those, I wouldn't, maybe not even exfoliate, maybe just kind of embrace or accept those inner thoughts that you have, maybe the first thing you could do is just kind of be like, well, huh, maybe I can meditate. Maybe I can start to focus on my breath. Maybe I can start to become more aware of the noises going on around me. I can become more aware of the sensations that I feel in my body. I can start to just feel the heat, the texture, the sweat, the breath flowing through my nostrils, through my throat, through my mouth, through my chest, through my abdomen. Like, I could start to feel my chest. I can start to feel my breath, and possibly that might be able to quiet your mind. And as soon as your mind starts running again, it's like, okay, just cycle back through to the breath, get back focused again. And it's, I think you can do it. Like, because if you have problems sleeping at night because your mind is going 10 miles an hour, 20 miles an hour, your mind is just running, then maybe the best thing to do is try and meditate. Try and just take a minute for yourself, because when we're bombarded with so much technology, when we're bombarded with notifications, books, just other people's requests, phone calls, text messages, social media posts, when we're bombarded with all of this on a daily basis, when do you have time for yourself? When do you have time just to sit and think and ponder and wonder and question? Like, when do you have time for that? That's kind of what meditation's for, is it's for you to slow down. It's time for, it's the moment for you to realize that, hey, I can just sit here. I don't have to always be doing something. I can just sit and think and focus on the breath, or bring my awareness to the breath, the noises, or the thoughts, and not push them away. Just accept them and acknowledge them and be like, huh, okay, that's interesting. Or why? Or what should I do? Or visualize yourself where you want to be in 10 years. Like, there's multiple ways you can meditate. It's just, I think that if you want to truly find joy, peace of mind, mindfulness, improve your ability to communicate with other people, improve your ability to see colors and interactions and flows and become more aware and become a better listener, is you kind of, I feel like you should start meditating. I believe that everybody should meditate. At least try it for 30 days. Like, if you can do it for at least 30 days and you don't like it, then stop. Like, I mean, because when I first started, I was kind of like, well, it's kind of like when I first started to do gymnastics. Nah, not gymnastics. I'm trying to think of a story off the top of my head. It's kind of like when I was, what would it be? Like, it's kind of like when you first ask out that pretty girl. It's like, you're kind of scared to do it at first because you're like, well, I might get rejected. I might not be doing it right. I might not be doing the right activity the right way. And it's like, okay, well, there's not really one right way to ask her out or to meditate. Like, all you got to do is you just got to jump in. You just got to get started. There is no right time to start. There is no right time to get going. Like, the only way that things are going to change is if you change. And the only way that you're going to improve yourself, your living situation, your mind, your balance, your connections, your fulfillment with other people is if you start to do things differently. Like, if you start to look at the world and be like, I want success. I attract success. I attract big thinkers. I attract people that are willing to think in a manner such as myself and have ambitions and goals and a drive and a willingness to be better and get better each and every single day. The universe will start to attract that. And meditation can be extremely powerful for that, because you can start to meditate towards bringing in more of that into your subconscious. Because, like, Another little side point is I just finished a book called The Power of the Subconscious Mind. Highly recommend that book. It just, it goes in depth of trying to show like, hey, age isn't real. Like if you don't, like the only reason we get old is because we think that we're old, because like, I mean, you can look at people in their 70s and 80s. Like I have two grandparents that are both in their 70s and 80s right now. One just had her hip replaced, has had to have some other joints replaced, and she's not the most healthy. And then I have these other grandparents too, where they're around the exact same age. They're still hiking. They're biking sometimes, like they're road biking. They're going camping. They're digging their cars out of the mud. Like they're still physically active at this older age. So I don't believe that age is really anything. And I'm probably going to cover that in the episode on, I want to say Friday the 17th. So if you guys are interested in that, click subscribe, like, comment, or just turn on your notifications, and we'll kind of get that all in tune with how I kind of think age is not real, and how I think that people just put self-limiting beliefs and excuses the older that they get because they think that that's quote-unquote what society will approve of. Anyway, though, if you guys enjoyed this episode, and if you do start meditating, first one I would recommend is just check out Alan Watts' meditation, just the 15-minute one, or go to Mind Valley. There's this one that I've been listening to over the past few days, which is really, really good. Another one that I've tried in the past two was one called Tara Brach, I believe. Hers was pretty good. It's very quiet, so it's not as guided. So if you're just getting into it, it might be better to do a guided meditation just so you at least have a general concept or a general idea of what to do, how to do it, and where to do it. I learned from that about Tim Ferriss, and if you don't know who Tim Ferriss is, check out some of his books like The 4-Hour Workweek, 4-Hour Chef, 4-Hour Body, Tools of Titans, and or Tribe of Mentors. Check out any of his books. And yeah, you guys, if you found this valuable, if you found some information out of it, if you actually enjoy like this type of content or enjoy trying to just kind of find answers to questions that we may not know the answers to, then subscribe. I release a video I release 3 videos a week on my YouTube channel and also on Anchor. I also as well do posts on Instagram every single day. Do sometimes 1 to 3 posts. On average, it's usually 1. Some days it's 3. It just kind of depends on how much content I have or how much value I think that the post can produce for my audience. If you guys are interested in that, my handle is @CalebQuimby. Anchor, The Caleb Quimby Show, is on Spotify as well. Feel free to subscribe, leave a comment, share it with a friend. Like, that's really how this message in this world gets spread around, because in today's day and age, it's still everything comes down to word of mouth. So if you found value out of this, please share it. I really do appreciate it. I'm trying to just learn through the process, and if you guys are trying to do the same, then maybe I can help you out. Maybe I can help you get closer to your goals, your ambitions, a lot sooner, and you won't have to be taking as much time as I've had to take or fail as many times as I've failed to get to the point to where you want to get to. So on that note, I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. I'll talk to you guys on Friday. Later.